May I speak in the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Please do sit down. Just under a fortnight ago, Rebecca and I attended a leadership conference in London. It was for church leaders from across the southeast of England. We had 2 days together, 9 until 9 each day, and Rebecca is still talking to me. So we're all good. And while we were at the conference, there was lots of worship and seminars, and there was one particular story which struck me, which one of the preachers shared at one of these acts of worship. And I wanted to share it with you now. The guy who was speaking was called Steve Uppel, and I've got his book. I'm not on commission, but it is a very good book. And I thought it would be better to tell you the story in his own words. So I'll just read you a couple of paragraphs from his book. A number of years ago, I was invited to preach in a church. During the worship time, the Lord spoke to me through a vision. I could see a very large open space filled with many people. I knew that the people were believers and represented the church. They were all involved in various different activities. Some were worshipping the Lord, some were talking to each other, some were standing, some were sitting, some isolated and others in groups. There was no real order or purpose to this group of believers. Everyone was doing their own thing. My attention was drawn to an angel on the hillside overlooking the mass of people. The angel had in his hand a long, straight trumpet. I saw the angel lift the trumpet to his mouth and begin to blow. A strong, loud sound came from the trumpet. It sounded like an alarm, a wake-up call. There were mixed responses to the trumpet call. Some Christians were so engrossed in what they were doing that they didn't even lift their heads. There were others who looked around, and then went back to what they were doing. But there were believers who heard the sound and responded to it by stopping what they were doing and giving their full attention to the sound from heaven. Those that stood to attention stood strong, facing the angel. They were alert, focused, and ready for action. These surrendered Christians. The sound from the trumpet went through them, imparting strength and causing them to grow in stature. It's a wonderful picture, and I think it's a picture for the church, perhaps, at this time. We're all involved, aren't we, in all sorts of different activities. And on a day when we think about our AGM, it's very important to maintain the church and for the church to be a stable thing in today's world. But I think we've also got to rise up in stature and look up at what sound from heaven might be saying to us. That story possibly caught my attention because I'm a trumpeter and it said the trumpet made a loud sound, so that's always a good thing. But I wonder if it's for such a time as this. When we look at our world, the things that happened in the mosque in New Zealand, we've seen a lot of young suicides. We've seen, if you watch Comic Relief, children in forced marriages. We look at our political situation in this country. Isn't this the time for the church to stand up? And maybe there's things in our own lives where we need a fresh wave of the Holy Spirit. Joel speaks about turning farming equipment into spears and swords as the people are raised up to fight. We can do maintenance all day long, but we don't go out and rise up against what's quite dark and quite evil in our world, then how do we expect peace and justice to come? I think it's also a bit like the parable of the sower. We all know the story. The seed falls on the path, picked up by the birds. There's other seeds where the thorns choke it, the sun scorches it, and so on. The good seed falls on the soil and grows. And I'm sure we all think that's us, the good soil, falling on the ground and growing up. But it doesn't just say the plant is there to look beautiful and to just be there. It says it produces 100-fold, 60-fold, even the most unproductive one produces 30-fold. How do we produce more disciples, more fruits of the Spirit, more gifts to grow into good things? So as we begin to hear this trumpet call, what might it mean for us to raise up, to not just carry on what we're doing, but to look up? Well, we hear in the reading from Corinthians this morning that there's many in the past, back as far as Moses, who thought they were following God and doing the right thing, but it didn't go so well for them. We're told that that's a warning for us to stand and to watch so that we don't fall. And likewise, in that gospel reading, we're told of others that go astray. Unless there's repentance, they too will perish. A little bit harsh, isn't it, for 9:30 at St. Mary's on a Sunday morning? But that's what the gospel says. If we don't rise up, we'll perish. So I wonder whether the first part of this it talks about is repentance. Cleaning out our ears so that we're hearing that trumpet call. We're told in Isaiah that when the Saviour comes, the eyes of the blind are unstopped and the ears of the deaf are opened. Maybe there are practical and spiritual things that are blinding and deafening us to the sound. Maybe we need to go into a quiet place and get down on our knees and raise our eyes and listen. During that conference that we were at, so I took myself to a quiet place. Because there were things in my life that I'd avoided talking to God about. Things I needed to say sorry that I hadn't had that conversation with him about. And maybe looking at our lives, what's stopping us from fully expressing our faith? Are we worried about what people will think of us? Are we comfortable just coming to church and that makes us a Christian? Do we not want to put people off? Well, the church is hardly having queues at the door. We're not going to put people off. We need to bring them in. The Great Commission talks about going and making disciples. It's for all of us, not just for those who think they're called to evangelism. And for me, repentance has taken on a very different feel this year. I've always known that I've needed to say sorry for the things I've got wrong. But I felt repentance is very much to do with reorientation, taking us back to that trumpet call. To stand up straight and face Jesus and rise, fighting against all that's wrong and difficult and dark in our world. Strikes me that repentance is about acknowledging our failures, but then facing the call of Jesus afresh. It's a cycle. It's about coming down onto our knees and then hearing the trumpet call and moving, like the parable of the sower, increasing, not just staying where we are and thinking, well, my sins are forgiven. Great. Actually moving and reorientating in Jesus' power, in the power of the Spirit. Jesus was the lion and the lamb. I think we do lamb quite well. We're very good at sacrificial service in this church. And it's brilliant on a day like the AGM to think about the church as being a place where people serve one another and serve their communities. It's really important. But where's our roar? Where's the lion as well? The trumpet blew through those people and they were strengthened in their inner being. This morning I'm not blowing my own trumpet, although it was tempting to bring my trumpet with me. I'm trying to blow that angel call of that trumpet for the church at this time. We repent and empty ourselves of all that's not good in the past. We can breathe in the Spirit for such a time as this. We can't look on the world and despair. We're the answer to the kingdom coming on earth as it is in heaven. This church is a place of stability in a confused world, and it has to take out the message of peace into violence, generosity into need, faith to the faithless, hope to the hopeless, and it needs to do that boldly, and each of us needs to do that boldly in the way that we speak and the way that we act. So I invite you this morning to lift up your heads, to repent of what's stopping you and reorientate, to rise up and be bold, not to miss that move of the Spirit. I firmly believe that the trumpet is blowing. Amen.